Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Heather from the Renaissance English History Podcast, and this is the Spring Fundraising Drive. Many of you probably listen to National Public Radio in the U.S. If you do, you know that every spring and autumn they do a fund drive, where they do abbreviated versions of their programs and then ask you for money. So that's what I'm going to do this week. Every day this week, I will be releasing a podcast minicast, a shorter version of my podcast, and also telling you about why you should support the show financially. The truth is, I can't do this show without your support. Whether it's listening to the show, leaving reviews, telling your friends, sharing the show on your social medias, or yes, giving money. I've got some great rewards and incentives, including gift cards at tutorfair.com, my online shop, Tutor Summit transcripts, TutorCon tickets, and even a year of Treasures from Bess, the Tutor Treat Box. So I'm asking that you support the show through Patreon. If you've never heard of Patreon before, it's a website that lets you support content creators like me on a recurring basis. I ask for support on a per episode basis. I normally do 2 episodes a month. Plus, you can put a limit on it so you're not charged more than that. If I suddenly go on a spree and do 10 episodes in a month, for example, which I can't really see happening, but, you know, just in case, it lets you put a limit on that so you're not charged for more than, you know, 2 a month. It lets you choose tiers to support from as little as $1 an episode. From $3 an episode, you get a free tutor planner. There's some great rewards. So let me tell you about the rewards actually. So if you support at $1 an episode, that's about $2 a month, you will get the show a day earlier than it goes out on the normal feed. You also get a public thank you on the podcast. If you support the show at $3 an episode, which is $6 a month, you will get, in addition to getting the show a day early and getting a public thank you, you will also get a free tutor planner. That's the weekly, monthly day planner filled with tutor history that I do every year. So that ships in December. And you'll also get a digital copy of my novel, which is Sideways and Backwards, a novel of time travel and self-discovery. It's about a young woman who winds up in Cambridge in 1539. So that's fun. It's a mix of chick lit and historical fiction. If you sign up at $5 per episode, which is $10 a month, you'll get the thank you publicly. You'll get the show a day before the regular feed. You get the copy of my novel. You will also get the free tutor planner. And you will also get a digital copy of all of the Tutor Summit transcripts that I have, which is transcripts from the past 3 Tutor Summits. It's 30 talks. So you'll get that. It's the equivalent, gosh, it's about 400 pages worth of content, the transcripts from all of the Tutor Summits that I have transcripts for, which is the past 3. You will also get a $20 gift card to tutorfair.com, which is my online shop. So $20 to spend at tutorfair.com. If you join at $10 an episode, which is $20 a month, you'll get all the other stuff, the thank you, the show a day early, the digital copy of my novel, the tutor planner. You'll also get 2 of my online courses that have been really popular, which is Kick-Ass Tutor Women and Pregnancy and Childbirth in Medieval England. So you'll get access to those. They were week-long little courses I did a year or so ago, and they've been really popular. And you'll also get the transcripts of the Tutor Summit, And then you'll also get the gift card to tutorfair.com. But in this case, it's a $50 gift card. So $50 to spend at tutorfair.com. Now, we've got two more levels. If you sign up at $25 per podcast episode, you get all the other stuff, the transcripts, the book, the tutor planner, early access, all of that. You also get $50 at tutorfair.com, and you get a free ticket to TutorCon in October. So if you were thinking about coming to TutorCon, sign up at this level and you will get a free ticket. The next level is for people who really want to support the show like crazy and want to just become patrons and be really high up in my esteem. You can sign up at $50 per podcast episode. That includes all the things so far, all the stuff, the courses, the copy of my novel, the tutor planner, the thank you, the early access, the transcripts to the tutor summit. You also will get, here's where it gets really fun. You'll get a $150 gift card to spend at tutorfair.com. So $150 there. You'll also get an entire year of Treasures from Bess, which is the Tutor Treat subscription box. That's the monthly subscription box I do with tutor-themed fun stuff. So a year of Treasures from Bess. And then you're also going to get two tickets to TutorCon. Not just one, but two. Two tickets to TutorCon, and you're going to get, I'm going to take you to lunch. So on the Friday when TutorCon starts in the evening, you sign up at the $50 per episode level. And on that Friday, you come to TutorCon and I'm going to take you to lunch at one of my favorite lunch places in downtown Lancaster. So we're going to have lunch, you and me and the other supporters at this level. We're going to have a fun time. So those are all of the different tiers, from a dollar an episode up to $50 an episode. And also, if you come on with any level of support this week, any level at all, from a dollar an episode, you'll be entered into the prize draw for a free year of Treasures from Bess, the tutor subscription box. So sign up any level at all, and current patrons are included in that, so I'm not going to penalize you. You still get to enter the contest if you're a patron already. It's not just for people who enter this week, but if you sign up and become a patron for as little as a dollar an episode, but hopefully more, you will be entered into the drawing for a free year of Treasures from Bess, the Tutor Treat box. So I am excited to have this fun drive go on this week. I'm excited to share with you all the many ways that you can support the podcast. So you can sign up today at patreon.com, that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/englandcast, patreon.com/englandcast. Go there now, or, you know, put it in if you're on your phone, if you're anywhere where you can type at all. Don't do it if you're driving, but maybe make a mental note or set a reminder to do it when you get to somewhere where you can drive or where you can type. So patreon.com/englandcast to sign up to support the show for as little as a dollar an episode. Welcome to the Renaissance English History Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Tesco. This is a mini-cast. I'm going to talk to you today about the Shrine of Walsingham, the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham. So a couple of years ago, I did an episode on pregnancy and childbirth in the Middle Ages and Renaissance. It's actually one of the more popular episodes that I've done. And this week is the anniversary of the birth of Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon's only son, Henry, Duke of Cornwall. He sadly only lived for about 6 weeks. And those two dots are connected, I promise, because when Henry, little Henry, was born, his father, Henry VIII, who we, of course, remember as the monarch who brought the Protestant Reformation to England, he did something very un-Protestant-y. He made a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham in Norfolk. I think it's worth revisiting the idea behind this shrine and pilgrimages in general in the context of fertility
And of course, if you want more information about women and pregnancy during this time period, you can go back and listen to the archive to that episode. I think it's around episode 25 or thereabouts. So if you imagine this time of year, right around this week in 1511, Henry VIII would have been walking barefoot in the Norfolk winter cold to the shrine to give thanks for the healthy delivery of his son. And this was a very common event for people who could afford it. Monarchs had been coming on pilgrimage to this shrine since the early 13th century or thereabouts. So it was a really common thing for people to do. The shrine itself was created in the days just before the Norman invasion, around 1061. There was a young widow who was the lady of the manor of Walsingham. She had an experience where she had a vision of Mary, the mother of Jesus, appearing to her. It's said that Mary appeared to her three times, and she showed the widow an exact vision of the house where the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, had lived in Jerusalem. And Mary requested that the young widow build an exact replica in Norfolk, and that she should make it available to anyone who was in need. So the young widow built this exact replica, and it became one of the leading pilgrimage sites in Europe. It was actually known as England's Nazareth, and it became especially famous and known for helping women conceive and bear children, and then visiting to give thanks for their delivery. It became so popular that people would call the Milky Way. You know how when you look up in the night sky, when it's really clear, you can see the Milky Way? People would call that Walsingham Way because it would lead pilgrims to Mary's shrine. That's what they thought. So Walsingham Way, the Milky Way, that's what they called it. Both Henry and Catherine visited Walsingham in hopes of having a child. Catherine visited a lot. Henry went in thanks for the delivery of his son. He went several times in the early 1500s. And he actually, the final stretch of the pilgrimage, you were expected to walk barefoot. It was known as the Slipper Way because you would leave your shoes at one chapel and walk the final little bit of it barefoot. And when he visited in 1511, he actually walked twice the usual distance that the pilgrim would be expected to go. So he would walk through this Norfolk winter cold barefoot to give thanks for the delivery of Henry. Just over 25 years later, of course, Henry would move to dissolve the monasteries, and he would especially work to dissolve the shrine and destroy all of these pilgrimages. All of the things that women would take comfort in during fertility or infertility journeys, during pregnancy, and especially labor and childbirth, suddenly became illegal. So, for example, it was really common for women to pray to particular saints during childbirth and to have prayer belts. So it was something that, you know, nowadays we might consider it a form of hypnosis during childbirth to have these prayer belts, or, you know, almost kind of rosaries where you would almost meditate on certain prayers to certain saints. And it actually kind of reminds me, when I gave birth, I used hypnobabies and did self-hypnosis. And a lot of these things kind of remind me of what I learned when I did my self-hypnosis course. So it became really popular for women to have these prayer belts and to say prayers to particular saints during labor and delivery. And that all became illegal. I'm not sure how they would have policed that, but it became illegal for women to pray to saints and to have prayer belts and prayer garters in labor. And it seems as if Henry took a special hatred to these rituals and a special hatred to the shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham when he dissolved it. It was almost like a giant FU to this shrine that had so clearly failed him in his own quest to have a son. So the Shrine of Walsingham fell into disrepair, of course. It wasn't cared for. Some local people did try to keep it up. And in the 19th century, it was restored, and you can still go there today. And the pilgrims actually still go to the shrine and make pilgrimages to it. So it's there in Norfolk. You can go visit it. Of course, if little Henry would have survived, the little Henry who was born this week in 1511, if he would have survived, the trajectory of English history might have been very, very different. It's hard to speculate, but actually a really good book is called The Alteration, written by Kingsley Amis in 1976. It's based on the idea of the survival of a son born to Catherine from her marriage to Prince Arthur. And it kind of goes on from there, where the Protestant Reformation doesn't happen in England. It's a really interesting meditation on what might have happened had Catherine been able to bear a son. So I highly recommend that if you're interested in that.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that mini cast. Now please go to patreon.com/englandcast to sign up to support the show at any level to be included in the Treasures from Bess prize draw. Again, go to patreon.com/englandcast, and I'll be back tomorrow with another mini cast and another reminder of how you can support the show during our spring fun drive.
Blow, northern wind, a sandful may be sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. Ich hot a board in Bauerbricht, that solely Sam lies on sea.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.